Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Belle Bean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Belle Bean. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toedt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoddup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heving moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Heving moves to third. Morris moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heving scores. Morris scores. Tote moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bean, and towards Burnett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hoddup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoddup is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoddup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhein. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Bean goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morris strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Oliver picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliver. Averill moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a pop-up towards second. Reagan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 2 in the game. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skarrat for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bean hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rhein moves to second. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Ed Morris. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rhein moves to third. Heving moves to second. Jack Russell pinch runs for Bill Sweeney. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bean. Rhein scores. Heving moves to third. Russell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Morgan moves to third. Falk moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Falk scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. Myatt moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Bean covering, for the out. One out. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0-for-3 in the game. Skerritt hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Skerritt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Hal Rein. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.